It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and right here on KETR, we're about to spend the next 15 minutes, and we're going to do as we do every week and talk about the outdoors. Sometime we're talking about hunting and fishing. We're going to be close to home this week. We're going to visit with a longtime friend of mine, guy David Hansen. Now, David has guided down at Lake Tawakoni for years for the big trophy blue catfish, and in the summer, of course, channel cat, and in the winter, channel cat some at Lake Fork. But we want to talk about the big ones. He, a couple of David's clients recently caught a 60 and an 80-pounder on the same trip within minutes of each other. David, thank you, buddy, for spending some time with us.
Well, it's my pleasure to sit down and visit with you anytime, Luke.
Well, we have been friends. I was looking at some of the newspaper articles that I've written about you, and I was looking at 2001. I looked back that far. I don't know. I first had the privilege of fishing with you 15 years ago. I don't know. It's been a long time. But yes, since that time, you and your clients have put a ton of those trophy blues out of Lake Tawakoni in the boat, haven't you?
Yes, sir. It has. You know, this lake's just phenomenal. And be able to go somewhere like this, right here in my backyard, basically, and catch fish and let people catch those fish and make their day. I got the best job in the world, man.
Make their career, fishing career sometimes, David. The biggest catfish I've ever caught was with you back in, I think, 2006, and it weighed 51 pounds. I won't forget it. And I remember when I caught that, you know, I thought, oh, my gosh, this sucker must weigh 50 pounds. I mean, I knew I had a hold of a good fish, you know. And I knew how to fish. I knew how to keep pressure on him, and you had the drag set right and all that kind of stuff. But I remember, you know, you knew it was a good fish, but you had caught a bunch of them even at that stage, and you'd caught them bigger than that. You know, you were pleased with it, but, you know, you had your clients had been pulling in some a good bit bigger than that even back then. Now, you know, it's an art. It's something that someone can't just jump out there the first day. Your knowledge of Lake Tawakoni is built on how many years of fishing there, David?
I've fished Lake Tawakoni all my life.
Yeah.
I'm 50 years old. Started with my daddy and my uncle, you know, trot lining. Very rarely did we pick a rod and reel up. And, you know, grew up catching those big flatheads and large channel cat here. We didn't have blue cat in those days.
Right.
And I always would look at daddy and I said, daddy, I want to catch one of those on a rod and reel. In his exact words would be, boy, you can't catch fish like that on a rod and reel.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why, but I love to fish all my life. And I seen a picture of a man holding about a 30 or 40 pound blue cat and a yellow rod and reel on Lake Lewisman.
Uh-huh.
I booked a fishing trip with that man, and that was the beginning. I caught one that weighed 27 and a half pounds. My dad caught a 25, and my best friend caught a 35. He missed the lake record by a pound. And from that moment on, I was obsessed. And now, to be able to do this every day or biggest part of the time and never know what's going to happen is and the people that you meet. And I can just go on and on about the good parts.
Yes.
But to be able to fish a place like this and produce for people like this, I'm blessed.
You are, David. You are, and I've talked to people a lot. My life since you first met me has changed little. I think I was still working a regular job and writing holding down several writing positions when I was a surveyor back in the day. But once I got to the point I could really concentrate, the people that you get to spend time. Most people that like the outdoors, that like to fish and hunt, majority of them are very not, you know, it's kind of like a kindred spirit, isn't it? I mean, you get out there and it's fun for you and it's fun for them. It's just a positive thing, especially when you're catching them old big 30 to 80 or bigger catfish, you know?
Yeah, that does help things.
It helps put the smiles on the faces, doesn't it? But I consider, if I had to pick a lake, and one lake, one particular lake, where you could go and catch a fish over, let's just say, 25 pounds. Most people, you tell them you've caught a 25-pound catfish, by and large, most people think, my goodness, on a rod and reel. You know that. But
yes,
where you can go and catch a 25-pounder during the winter months, it would most definitely be, I mean, it'd be silly for you to say anything other than Tuocini, wouldn't it?
I believe that myself. You know, there's lots of lakes that have blues. They don't have the fish per acre.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got the concentration, your odds and your chances are higher. And, you know, if you want to do it and get it done, you can go to those other places. But when you want to come here, you know, we can't make them buy it every day.
Nope.
But your chances when you get on the water here are as good or better than anywhere else.
Your percentages. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, you know, that one that weighed over 50 pounds that I caught front with you there, that's back when the lake, that back in the day, the lake was lower. And if I'm not mistaken, that fish came out of water 3 or 4 foot deep. I never will forget it. But it wasn't real deep. But now, the patterns right now, David, at Tuocini for big fish, I know this, there's probably no other bait in the world as good as fresh, oily, bloody shad. Am I right on that?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's the filet mignon farm.
That's it.
That's what they live on. Of course, you know, people have a misconception about blue cat, Luke. He eats shad because that's handy. That's kind of like tater chips around here.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing in that water safe.
Right.
He eats what he wants to.
He's a predator, isn't he?
Well, he is the main predator in this water, and he has the capability of picking up blood traces at one part per million.
Right.
And that is one drop of blood in three Olympic sized swimming pools.
He's the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Of the water, in a sense, the blue cat.
And you know, that 80-pound fish, I don't know what it had in its belly, but when I burst her, it was something awful, and it was large. I mean, she was, her old belly was so big, it was unreal.
She could have easily eaten a 10-pound carp, right? I mean.
Oh, she could have eaten a water turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's mouth's huge.
The mouth on those things is huge. Okay, let's talk about catching them, David. And you'd be surprised the people listening right now that have fished with you. I don't doubt for a minute. Many, you've been fishing at Tuocini so long, and KETR is right in the heart of Northeast Texas, and chances are real good, folks, that you already know David Hansen, but many of you. But catching them now, you know, I realize if there's been a south wind for, that was the old school way of doing it that I remember. I learned from you years back. South wind for a long time, you know, well, days, 3 days, a warming trend. The shad, you might be fishing a north bank or something. But now, is most of the big fish caught out on, with all the high water, out on structure or, you know, deep structure? Or is there a pattern that's pretty dependable right now?
The only thing that I'm producing, you know, with consistently right now is drifting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done some anchor fishing, and you catch some fish, and it does okay. But on the day-to-day basis, drifting has been producing the best. You know,
yep.
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's working. And you'll rig with a circle hook, I'm sure?
Oh, yes, sir. I rig the Santee rig. You know, put a 8 or 9, sometimes 10 alt circle on there, depending on size of the bait you're using, and let us pick your spot you want to drift and take off.
You know, David, I remember years ago, crank it, don't yank it. I can picture you telling me that, a decade or two ago, on the circle hooks. In other words, the sure way not to hook up with a big catfish when you're using a circle hook. As soon as you, if that rod jiggles, if you start jerking right away, you're not going to catch him, are you?
Most of the time you're going to miss the fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I stay on them. I have to coach my customers and, you know, they always want to hurry up, jump up there and grab it. Well, you've got to let that fish eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sit there and you'll see him. Sometimes they'll run up there and grab it, and there's no doubt. You know, like this big one we caught the other day.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But you'll see him, he'll hit it. And if you run up there, like you say, you're going to rush him. But if you'll let that rod lay down and go up there and crank down on that fish, even though he's taking drag, crank on it.
Crank
Make sure
it.
The hook is set.
Right.
Crank it. You know,
while it's still in the rod holder, right?
Yes. Don't ever pick it up until you get the fish on.
Uh-huh.
Once you get him on, you got the weight of the fish, pick him up. Don't set the hook, even though, you know, it's so hard for people not to do that.
It is. It's hard, for especially old bass fisherman. It's hard to do. Yep.
But, you know, back when I started doing this, I fished the larger kale-style hooks. Mm-hmm. You had to use a clicker, free spool with the clicker on, let them run.
Mm-hmm.
Click it in gear, pick it up, set the hook. I was losing 50% of my fish.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I went to the circle hook, and I went to about a 75 to 80% hookup.
Pretty dang good. Now, when that rod bows down, and you start, you put your, I crank with my right hand, you put your left hand, grab the rod there to the balance part, and then you're cranking, and then when there is no slack, then you can pick it up out of the rod holder and then go ahead and fight the fish, right?
Right.
Yep. It's so hard. I know you that's something that you have to coach every group, especially that hadn't fished like that very much, because the instinct is when the fish pull back and set the hook. But the circle hooks, they are, man, they're lethal for that. And then you'll... By drip Santee rig, do you still use the buckshot?
Yeah,
in the boot laces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And that's dragging along the bottom, and then do you have a little floater above the, you know, between the weight and the hook?
You get about a 4-inch cork.
Uh-huh.
Little cork type, you know, crappie type cork, and put that on there about a foot in front of your hook.
Yep.
And that with about a 36-inch leader, that thing comes through the water, that old weight dragging across the bottom, that cork brings that bait up and makes it look like it's swimming and
they
going on.
They can't handle it, can they?
They got to have them some.
That's it. Well, David, we are just about out of time, but for people that want to learn more about catching these trophy catfish, we are right in the middle of what I consider to be the best time of the year and most definitely the best reservoir, Tuwakini. Give a website. I can mention the website for you, littledsguideservice.com, littledsguideservice.com, and we'll post that on the website here. David, what's the phone number where they could call you?
My cell is 903-268-7391.
Well, David, thank you a lot, buddy, for being with us, and we'll get you back here maybe next month and let you keep everybody tuned in.
Sounds good, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thanks very much for tuning in today. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.